Welcome to WHTL Around Town, your weekly look at where WHTL is heading next. From high school sports and live broadcasts to community events, summer celebration tour stops, and local happenings across Wisconsin's heartland, WHTL Around Town keeps you connected to the people, places, and events that make our area feel like home.
Well, good morning, and it's Around Town here on WHTL. I'm Mark St. Marie.
And I'm Lynn St. Marie.
From the Wake Up Call, and here we are, first Monday of August.
Yeah. How'd it get here already?
I don't know. July just flew by, and that means that the fairs are over for
they
our
are.
Part of the world.
They are.
Although the Wisconsin State Fair starts this week.
It does. It runs the 6th through the 16th.
Well, we had a really busy week last week. We were at both the Jackson County Fair and the Buffalo County Fair in conjunction with Pepin County. Now, in Jackson County, Bobby Tripp from Day Trippin' with Bobby was there on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday bringing his show live.
Right. And Butch Halama was the MC on Saturday morning of the Bake Off.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also there yesterday doing some drops.
In Buffalo County.
In Jackson County.
Oh, that's right. He was. He was at the Bake Off. I forgot about that.
He was at the Bake Off. He was the MC. And he met Miss Wisconsin.
He did.
Who's from Onalaska.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. And in Buffalo County, Buck Davey was there on Thursday and Friday, bringing happy hour to the folks live from the Buffalo County Fair in affiliation with Pepin County. And he did some drops all weekend long, too.
And they had a stop on the summer celebration tour on
Friday
night.
Yes, they did. The WHTL Busch Light Summer Celebration Tour. And it was storming on Friday night. They had to, unfortunately, call off the tractor pull on at both fairs that night,
yep.
I think, because it was raining pretty
hard.
Yeah. But that didn't stop us from doing the summer celebration tour.
No,
we
it
still
did, not.
Did that.
No,
so
it didn't. We were spinning that wheel. Well, not you and me.
We weren't there.
All right. We also gave away all kinds of stuff at both fairs. You could register, just drop your name in our bucket. Random drawing. Now, we had four daily prizes in Jackson County, brought to you by Ashley Furniture Industries, Tri-County Communications, and Co-op Credit Union. And our four winners were picking up the WHTL swag.
Five winners. Five days.
Five winners in Jackson. Four in Buffalo. Thank you, Lynn. The five winners in Jackson County, the WHTL swag: Carson Lake, Ann Harrison, Mary Drangsvet, Sharona Settlebauer, and Melissa Wallace. Picking up the Blair Meat Market gift certificate at the Jackson County Fair: Nate York, Brittany Nelson, Dean Tandy, and Mickey Hicks. The family four-pack of State Fair passes went to Jennifer Lake, Bev Bannock, Sierra Burris, and Hayden Hurst, and also Linda Krant. And then the big daily prize, the burnt wooden American flag, that went to Jeff Wattall, Cody Mann, Darlene Meyer, Paul Nelson, and Robin Sander. And we also had grand prizes that we gave away
fairs.
At the end of the fair.
Right. And we have sponsors for those.
You bet. Want to thank Jackson County sponsors Wamedee State Bank, Blair Meat Market, and Amplify Health by Gunderson. And I tell you, the prize packages were great.
They were.
Third prize, the Blue Ribbon Package in Jackson County, a family four-pack to Wisconsin State Fair, and a $40 gift card to the swag store at WHTL. That went to Angie Byam. Second place, the Reserve Champion Package, a family four-pack to the Wisconsin State Fair, and a $50 gift card to Blair Meat Market. That went to Alan Lean. And then the grand prize, the Grand Champion Package, family four-pack to Mall of America, a shadow box with burnt U.S. wooden flag. It's just beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Really
and
pretty.
A $15 gift certificate to the swag store. That went to Don Parker.
Yeah, and before we forget, I want to make sure we mention Osseo Automotive Group, Nels Gunderson Chevrolet, and Osseo Ford. the sponsor for our on-location broadcast studios at both fairs.
You betcha. And you want to recap Buffalo.
We gave away great prizes in Buffalo as well. Buffalo doesn't start until Thursday evening, so we do four prizes at Buffalo, four daily prizes for 4 days. The WHTL Swag Store gift certificate went to Robert Dingfelder, Bob Kiesler, Tatum Krings, Robert Davis, and those are the four. Almost got ahead of myself here. The Bushy's Meat Market gift certificate, $50 meat market gift certificate, went to Rick Bagnevsky, Nora Asher, Dawn Carroll, and Gerald Deck. We had four packs of Mississippi Thunder Speedway tickets. They went to Jason Martin, Maya Hollister, Pat Hill, and Deb Anderson, and then the burnt wooden American flags. The winners of those were Gary Sutter, Tammy Uhas, Maya Hollister, Claxton Schmidt, and Keith Reinhardt. And our sponsors for those daily prizes at the Buffalo County Fair, we'd like to give a big shout out to Ashley Furniture Industries, Bushy's Meat Market, Mississippi Thunder Speedway, and Anabas Siloing Equipment for the daily prizes. And then we also had some grand champion major prizes we gave away. The sponsors for the daily or for the grand prizes this year at the Buffalo County Fair are Wamedy State Bank, Arcadia Motors, and Amplify Health by Gunderson. The Blue Ribbon Package, which is four packs of tickets to Mississippi Thunder Speedway and a $50 gift certificate at Bushy's Meat Market, that went to Jane Pelkey. The Reserve Champion Package is also a four-pack of tickets to Mississippi Thunder Speedway and a $50 gift certificate to Bushy's Meat Market. That goes to Bernard Bortz. And the Grand Champion Prize Drawing is a four-pack of tickets to Mississippi Thunder Speedway, that shadow box with the burnt wooden American flag in it, and a family four-pack to the Mall of America. That Grand Champion Prize Package goes to Harley Klink.
You know, speaking of Mississippi Thunder Speedway, just remember, we're going to be out there on September 12th.
We are.
It'll be WHTL Bush Light Night at the Speedway.
Right.
And that's going to be a great time. We're going to be up in the VIP area, and it's going to be a fun night.
Yeah, and keep tuned. I think there were some, that is a reschedule. We were going to do that earlier in the year, and it got rained out. So if you had tickets that you won to join us up in the VIP section that night, you can join us on the 12th instead.
Exactly. Okay, so yesterday, you and I were on the go. We were at SS Peter and Paul for their fall festival. It was a stop on the summer celebration tour. We had a lot of people come by and spin the wheel. What a neat event that is. I tell you, all the proceeds, of course, every year go to benefit the parish, and it's amazing.
I love that event.
I do, too.
It's so fun. And we talked to the lunch ladies.
We did. I'm going to get to that in a minute. You know, it's just amazing how the community supports independence.
Oh, absolutely. It's such a beautiful church.
It is. It's a beautiful church.
And they have a polka mass.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. Now, how more Wisconsin can you get than that?
I don't think you do.
And then they had the Rhythm Playboys playing later in the afternoon
on
Sunday.
And bingo.
And bingo.
Yeah.
And raffle drawings,
yes,
and all kinds of neat stuff. But
and
yeah,
food, wonderful food.
Okay, we got to talk about the food. Every year they serve a roasted chicken and meatball dinner with all the trimmings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the ultimate in-home cooking.
It is.
And I was lucky enough to have on the air with me four of the ladies from the kitchen. Now, these women have been doing this for 30 to 40 years or more.
Two of them are original.
They are.
They are. And they started the first year.
Unbelievable. And I gotta give them a shout out because they are something. They are fireballs.
And
they
really
funny.
Are funny.
Funny. Oh, people.
My gosh.
Mary Dano, Charlotte Gamroth, Brenda Sukla, and Joyce Klimek. All four of them were on the air with me, and what a fun time.
They were really fun.
They are. I also want to thank Linda Baxa for joining me, Mike Yap, one of the co-chairmen, Ed Schlesser, one of the co-chairmen, Jim Puhala, who was doing the bingo calling.
He's been doing that for 40 years, didn't he say?
Yeah, he's been calling bingo for 40 years.
Long time.
And Amanda Gearock, who is, of course, the principal for SS Peter and Paul School. I want to thank all of them for being on the air with me.
It was a great time.
It was fun.
Great way to spend Sunday.
Now, coming up.
So that was our week. So now, we're going into another busy time.
Ashley
yes.
for the Arts.
Yes.
Wow. That's
wow.
coming up.
Yeah, and you have a couple of interviews coming up.
I do, and I want to thank Craig Mitchell from Rising Phoenix. He was on the phone with me today. They're going to close out the show 10:30 on Saturday on the Soldier Walk stage. And if you haven't seen Rising Phoenix, you really need to go watch. They put on one amazing show. And then coming up on Wednesday this week, 9 a.m. in studio, Calla Huxtable, who's with Heartworks, one of the groups that works closely with Ashley for the Arts and benefits from their, you know, from their generosity. And she's going to be in studio to talk with me coming up on Wednesday.
And I think you're also going to be talking to Bailey Waldera from Ashley for
yes.
the Arts sometime this week, but we don't have a time
8:30
for that.
8:30 Thursday.
Oh, it is 8:30. It's confirmed.
That. Yep.
That's news.
And we're going to get the lowdown on what to expect for the entire thing. Bailey will be giving me a call 8:30 on Thursday.
And you will be live at Ashley for the Arts.
Yep.
Probably for 2 days straight, Friday
likely.
And Saturday, but you'll be broadcasting live from there from noon to 6 or 7.
Often on noon to
on
6.
On Friday. You'll
and probably
also,
a few drops on Saturday.
You'll
too.
Also be emceeing the amphitheater stage, and Butch Lama will be there for three
yeah.
days. He is the MC for Soldiers Walk stage and the pavilion.
Yep. It's going to
so,
be a busy
and
weekend.
And those acts at the Soldiers Walk stage and the pavilion this year are incredible.
They really are.
They're really good. Don't miss those. I know everybody always talks about the main stage acts, and they're great, but there's lots of entertainment elsewhere on the ground.
There is. It's amazing.
Make sure you take it all in,
because
it's a great weekend for
the
family.
And there's everything. I mean, there's food, there's crafts, there's arts, there's the Soldier Walk with all of the... you know, all of the statues are going to unveil a new statue this year. I mean,
yep.
it's just an amazing event.
Yep.
And we got meet and greets yet today.
We do. We gave away a couple of meet and greet, or three of them, I think, last week. But we are going to be giving away more this week, Monday and Tuesday. We're going to be giving away meet and greets for Lainey Gardner today during Day Tripping with Bobby Tripp and Happy Hour with Buck Davey. You'll get two meet and greets along with wristbands for the entire weekend if you are the lucky caller.
You bet.
And the Tuesday artist, and that's the last one we're doing, is going to be Ernest.
Tomorrow.
So,
yep. so
be listening.
Still got a chance to win.
You can still get some meet and greets.
All right, and then coming up tomorrow, I want to mention that I'll have Veterans Connection at about 9:15. I'll be visiting with Wade Beslick, who's the benefits officer for Trempealeau County. And York Rodeo is coming up.
York Rodeo is
yes.
coming up. We are going to have a live remote from York Rodeo. It's going to be on Saturday this year, so as not to interfere with Ashley for the Arts, I think.
Yep.
10 to noon, stop on the Summer Celebration Tour, the WHTL Busch Light Summer Celebration Tour from 10 to noon. Buck Davey will be doing that. I'm not sure who's going to be joining him yet, but he will be there with the wheels.
You
so,
bet. Buck Davey, and that's coming up, the big rodeo in New York.
And the rodeo in York, August 7th through the 9th. It's going to be a great night. Youth ball games, happy hour. Saturday is youth baseball again, blind volleyball. Tippin' Back Ridge plays on Friday night. Johnny Propane on Sunday. Oh, I'm sorry. Tippin' Back Ridge is Saturday night.
Yeah.
Got that wrong. And then Sunday is Johnny Propane. So lots of stuff going on all weekend in York. The you great know, York.
Do you know what else is going to happen here before too long?
What?
We're going to have a football schedule for high school.
They're working on it as we speak upstairs,
can you believe
I believe.
That?
You know what else we're doing?
What?
We love to give things away here at WHTL.
Yes.
Sneaky Pete's Wild
Ooh.
West Show and Dinner Theater.
That's
in
a good show.
Wisconsin Dells is playing all the way through August and into the first week in September.
Mm-hmm.
And we have tickets.
Oh.
And those tickets are going to be given away during Day Trippin' with Bobby Tripp this week. I think we have three sets of two tickets for that. And if you haven't been to Wisconsin Dells to that dinner theater, you're missing out.
You're missing out. It's a great show. The food is really good.
Right.
And last year when we gave them away, you and I had a chance to talk to two or three people that had actually had won and gone.
Yeah. Yes.
And they said it is amazing. They were so happy that they won.
Yep.
So,
once they win, they want to win every time we give away the dinner theater tickets.
So if you
in
get
Wisconsin
a chance,
to
keep listening during happy hour, or not happy hour, Bobby Tripp, during day tripping with Bobby, he'll be giving those away.
He will be. And you have to listen to see how he's going to do it, because that's up to Bobby.
That is up to Bobby. Hey, Lynn, did you hear that the Invisible Man and the Invisible Woman got married?
They did.
They did. And, you know, their kids were nothing to look at either.
Okay.
Okay, that's that's Around Town for this week here on WHTL.
Yes, indeed.
Make sure you join Lynn and I 6 a.m. every morning, Monday through Friday, for the wake-up call.
Yep, until 10.
Have a great day.
We're always there.
Yes, we are.
All righty.
Have a great week, everybody.
That's this week's WHTL Around Town. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting local radio, local sports, and the communities that make Wisconsin's heartland feel like home. Listen to 102.3 WHTL on your FM dial, stream us anytime at WHTLradio.com, and follow WHTL on Facebook and Instagram for event updates, photos, contests, and more. WHTL Around Town, your weekly look at where WHTL is heading next.